At university comes the final blow to male involvement in education. When you look at university websites and their prospectuses, it becomes very clear that females are their main focus. You'll be hard-pressed to find images of male students on a university website. More women are attending university than men. This has been the case since 1995, and the gap is widening. In 2007, 33,000 more places were awarded to women than men.
In America, there are more black men in prison than there are going to college. And I think in America at the moment, 45% of university entrants are male, 55% female, which doesn't bode well for the future.
The girls go to college and the boys go to jail.
Men are becoming more alienated from the society in which they live.
And that's a bad thing. That can only lead to worse things coming up. We already see boys don't do well at school. Girls are doing very well at school. We're already seeing now that, you know, apparently by next year, more women will be in work than men. More women will be qualified for skilled work than men. And you can see things getting worse when young boys are not wanting to go to university and not wanting to be educated. We are going to be the educational underclass. I mean, men, gender, are going to be the educational underclass.
Once again, we have a positive slant on reporting when women benefit. If this were the other way around, would it be men continue to surge ahead? Or would it be women held back in education?
They started looking at the results in degrees, that the men were getting more firsts than the women. So immediately, whoever it was, they sent a commission to look at why is this happening? Why are men doing better than women? It couldn't be allowed, you see. So they started saying that, because the people that are marking them are men, they mark the women down, and that the questions are male orientated, and they were looking for a whole raft of things that they could tweak and pull it around. And what I find intensely annoying is that when they've tweaked it all about, so that, as they've done with education, so that the girls are outperforming the boys, then they seem to be fairly happy with that. But when it's the other way round, they're unhappy and they scream discrimination.
Universities offer special support services, advice and academic counselling exclusively to women. What is this extra support that they need, and why don't men need it? During induction, women are warned about the dangers of date rape on campus.
Want to hang out?
I'm writing my paper.
You mind if I just sit and study then? I'm fine, really. It's just, you know, it's creepy up there alone.
All right.
At universities, there's enormous pressure to put women in charge of departments and in charge of the syllabus. That's why we have courses in women's studies, a subject that doesn't need to exist. Men and women were never meant to be in competition with each other. Women are not the opposite sex, they're the complementary sex. I came across this site about women in computer science. For the simple reason that the numbers of great inventors and scientists that are women are insignificant compared to men. I'll ask a similar question. Whilst women have made very substantial contributions to man's scientific progress in most fields, the reason you can't name any of them is simply because their achievements pale into insignificance in comparison with men's achievements. And it's not just in scientific disciplines, it's in every discipline. This is not an insult, it's a fact. Men are incredibly difficult to compete with, even if you're another man. If you're a woman, you have no chance.
Well, in terms of their economic output, in terms of the things that they construct, in terms of the ideas they have, in terms of the effort that they put into non-child-rearing activities, I don't think there's any question that men by far exceed the achievements of women. Yes, in everything. There's very little that I can think of that women can, in areas where women can outperform men, that is of significant economic value to a community, country. I can't think, can you?
But what does that mean? It means that women are lower down the scale of
importance, how do we say
they're equal importance if not equal worth?
Well, because we don't necessarily need to. I mean, I think this is one of the things that women have lost. The value of, the value that a person have is not necessarily just based on what they can contribute in the physical world. You know, there are other values that we have, the value of nurturing, the value of love, and all these more ethereal, the emotions and whatever. And I think women have, in a sense, betrayed their own gender, because I think that, by and large, those are qualities that they were endowed with.